Welcome to our podcast! In room 130, Mr. Stuva.
Alright, good morning everyone, and today's our podcast for the Rockets Red Glare. I'm Mr. Silva, and we're going to go around the room and introduce ourselves. We have our new student, okay, and his name is?
Hi, my name is Diego.
Okay, that's Diego.
Hi everybody, my name is Todd.
Hi everybody, my name is Sheila Rawani.
Hi everybody, my name is Lawrence.
Hi, my name is Jonathan.
Hi, my name is Ethan.
Okay, all right, so these are the ENL students in third period. And we read the Scholastic Magazine article last week. It's actually the Reader's Theater play.
What does that mean?
Todd, can you tell us the title?
The Rockets Red
Glare. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. So it's called the Reader's Theater play. Okay, because this is like a play. Everyone had a part. Okay? So everyone had a part.
Hold on.
Wait. Okay, so everyone had a part, and we had many different characters, okay? We had many different characters, and we're going to go around the room and just tell us, tell us which character did you have to read, okay? Which character did you have to read, Diego? Diego, do you remember which character you were?
Dr. Beans.
Okay, so so Diego was Dr. Beans. Todd?
M is Key.
Okay, so Todd was Francis Scott Key. He was the lawyer.
M is a Bush.
Okay, so Lawrence was Admiral Cochrane, right? And he was
officer.
A British officer. Yeah. Okay, good. And Jonathan, do you remember which one you were? Oh, Jonathan, were you the, you were Skinner, John Skinner?
No, I was.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Who were you, Ethan?
John Skinner.
Okay, so so Ethan was John Skinner. And Diego, you were Major Armistead? Okay, so you were the major. Okay, so Jonathan was Major Armistead, the commander of Fort McHenry. All right, so.
Can I start reading?
So we're going to start.
Can we first?
Hold on. We're going to just tell you a little bit about what we read, okay? And we have Ethan here who's going to tell us what happened in scene one, okay? So in scene one, Ethan, where's your paper? Okay, so Ethan, are you ready? Tell us what happened in scene one.
In scene one, Major Armistead asked Mary to make a flag.
Okay, all right, stop right there. Very good. And so Major Armistead asked Mary to make a flag. Now, what's happening at this time? What is happening in the U.S. right now? What's happening? Don't read anything from me. All right, Lawrence and Todd, what's happening in the U.S. at this time? What terrible thing is happening?
John Skinner and France.
No, hold on. What's happening in the country right now, Lawrence?
America and Bush.
British.
British start a war.
Right, there's a war. Anyone know the name of the war?
Do you know the name of the war?
Yeah.
What is it?
I know it. Wait, Todd knows it too. Todd,
war
what's the name of the war?
1812.
Right, the War of 1812. Okay, all right.
It says it right here.
Yeah, it says it right there. Good. Okay, right, the War of 1812. Okay.
Where are we?
Right now, we're going to also discuss scene two now. Okay.
So where are we here?
No, we're not right here. Scene two. Okay. All right. So let's discuss scene two. Okay. In scene two, Diego. Scene two. What's the date? In scene two.
I know.
Diego. What's the date?
Can you? 2004.
What's the date? Can you read the date here, Diego?
18.
No, September?
September
14. Okay, so it's September 7, 1814. And, Diego, what's happening in scene two? Diego, what's happening in scene two?
John Skinner and Francis Scott
speak to Admiral Cochrane.
Right. Okay. So Francis Scott Key. Okay. They need to speak to Admiral Cochrane.
Got it.
Okay. So guys, remember in the classroom.
Wait, who's gonna kill John Skinner?
Remember in the classroom, Lawrence and Todd. Remember in the classroom, what we did with the two tables. Can you explain, Lawrence, what we did with the two tables?
Oh yeah, I know.
We the one table like the one ship and
that table was
British.
Can I explain?
In the one ship and the American soldier and people in the one ship and Dr. Ben.
He's a prisoner.
Yeah, he's in British prison, and American soldier come to the British ship. Mm-hmm. Let Dr. Ben out to the prison.
Good, very good. Ethan, do you want to?
Lawrence is trying to say is that this hero was British ship.
No.
American ship, that one was British ship, and I was going to say it. This table was, Diego was not on our team.
Where was Diego?
Dr. Bean.
He was on which ship? Which ship was that?
Here.
What's it called?
British ship.
Right, he was on the British ship. Okay.
Was Jonathan on our team?
Jonathan was on the American ship.
Who was on our team?
Okay. So, who remembers who was on the American ship? Okay, it was
Lawrence, Todd.
No.
Lawrence,
no. Jonathan, Todd, and Diego. Me in the British.
Right, okay. So, he was Admiral Cochrane, who had Diego, Dr. Beans, as a prisoner. Okay? All right. So, that's what happened. That's what happened in scene two. And Jonathan, can you read scene two? Okay, the short summary. Okay.
Okay.
Can you? Yeah. Please read it.
Should I say
it?
No, you should make it vocal.
Go ahead. In scene.
In scene one.
Scene two.
Scene two. How?
John.
John Skinner and
Francis
Cockett.
Scott Key.
Scott Key.
Admiral.
Admiral
Cochrane.
Okay.
I'm trying to help you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Okay, good. All right, now let's go to scene three.
No, scene two.
We just did scene two.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm very starving.
Hold on. Remember, we already read the whole thing. We're just telling our audience. Okay, we're summarizing for our audience.
What
okay?
are you going to read?
We already read. We finished reading.
Oh,
We finished reading. All right,
we
finished
the whole thing?
Yeah. All right, so scene three. Let's go to scene three now. Diego, what happened in scene three? Can you tell us what happened in scene three?
Cochrane says he will destroy Baltimore.
Okay, so now Baltimore. Okay, what is Baltimore, Todd? What is Baltimore? He said he's going to destroy Baltimore. What is Baltimore?
I know.
Go ahead. Who knows what is Baltimore, Ethan? Who knows what Baltimore is?
I know what it is, but I need to look for
Lawrence? The house.
Huh?
Is it like this thing where you kiss somebody?
No.
Yeah.
Who knows what Baltimore? What is Baltimore a city?
No. Yes.
Yes, Baltimore is a city. Okay, it's a city. Right.
This.
Baltimore is a city. Okay. And it's a city in Maryland. Okay, Baltimore, Maryland. All right. And this is where all the fighting is happening. Okay? It's where all the fighting is happening. So, Jonathan, this is where all the fighting is happening in Maryland. Okay? All right. Let's go. All right,
Welcome to our podcast.
Okay. So that kind of surprises Francis Scott Key. All right? That kind of surprises him. And they're not letting him leave.
Why?
Okay.
Why?
Because Admiral Cochrane is wants to destroy Baltimore.
Yeah.
And Baltimore, okay, it's a U.S. city.
Yeah.
And the doctor and Francis Scott Key, they're Americans, so they don't want the Americans to go back and tell other Americans about the plan. Okay? So that's why he doesn't want them to go back to, you know, to land. Okay? To Baltimore.
Mr. Silva, right. Why does it say Mr. Silva, you know?
All right. Now, so in scene four, okay?
Wait,
Todd, what happens in scene four?
In scene four, British ships attack Fort
McHenry.
McHenry.
Okay, right, so the British ships attack Fort McHenry. Jonathan. Jonathan, look at the picture, Jonathan. Look at the picture. Okay, look at the picture. All right. Jonathan, do you see these ships? Okay.
Yes.
So they're attacking. The British are attacking. Atacando.
Attacking. Why the British are attacking?
Can you describe the picture, Ethan, to the audience?
So, wait.
Can you describe the picture for the audience?
Before you spoil it, let me tell, and then you can say it. So the boat is trying to take the fire away from the rockets.
Okay. All right, let's go around the room and everyone's going to describe the picture, okay? So I want you to think about it.
Is that okay? Right?
So I want you to think about it. Okay, and just describe to the audience what you see in the picture.
Do you know the answer? What is it?
All right. All right, you guys, who's ready? Who's ready to describe the picture to our audience?
All right.
Okay.
Can you say that?
Okay. Let me just pause. Okay, we're back, and Lawrence is ready to describe what he sees in the picture.
Okay. The British ship used their spoon attack the... the America, Portland City, and the city have the fire in the city and killed a lot of people.
Okay, very good. And Jonathan, what colors do you see in that picture? What colors do you see? Colors.
Yellow,
orange,
and white.
I asked Jonathan, so Jonathan, because I want the audience to hear you, can you say it one more time, otra vez más? What colors?
Orange,
yellow.
Yellow, orange.
Good. Okay, all right, so he sees yellow, orange. Okay, very good. Ethan, do you want to add anything else that what you see in the picture?
I'm going to say that this is fire.
Okay, great. There's fire in the picture. Excellent.
And there's water, and the boat is going to the
fire
to see if someone's okay.
Okay, all right. And I think they're not worried to see if someone's okay because they're attacking.
Fire, fuego.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Diego. Diego, do you want to describe what you see in the picture?
Mucho más.
It's at Baltimore.
Okay, all right. Right, it's the city of Baltimore. Okay, great. And Todd?
Bye.
Have a good day.
What do you see?
I see the Baltimore in the fire and have an American flag.
See tomorrow.
Have an American flag, no destroy and... stand in the fire and a lot of boats fire to the Baltimore.
Great. All right. And bye. I'm glad you added that the flag was still there.
Bye.
Okay, very good.
Bye.
Go.
In the scene five, the Americans see a flag.
Okay. All right, great.
See a flag, student can share their answers.
All right, so the Americans see the flag, okay? So what does that mean, Todd, that if the Americans saw the flag?
They still have hope, and they stay home, not destroy, and they can fight with the British and have a free country.
Excellent. Yes, Lawrence.
I think if you Americans see their flag, he will trust they will win the war.
Excellent. Okay. All right. So we're going to end our podcast there. All right. So that good job, guys. All right. You guys did a very good job summarizing the Rockets' Red Glare. All right. So let's say goodbye.